Chapter 28. The moment I stepped into the pod, it snapped closed. I was whisked away. I tumbled, spun, and twisted. It felt as if I was rolling down a hill. I had quick flashes of red, purple, black, and yellow as I made a circuit of the kaiju's blood system. Before I knew it, the cell screeched to a halt, opened up, and vomited me out into a small, white room.
Entering Guardian Cockpit, Moritaskus.
The plain room was about the size of a large walk-in pantry. It held white, unadorned, solid walls that seemed to be made of smooth and polished bone. In the center of the room was a small, groundling-sized chair that I could probably fit into, but I'd be uncomfortable as hell. The chair also appeared to be made of bone. A screen dominated one wall, facing the chair. The screen was black, with "Asleep" written across it. The left wall was a purple vein about as wide as an elevator. It was where I'd come from. The right wall was bare, and a simple, sliding door filled the back wall, almost as if this was a closet. The room was brightly lit by the flat ceiling, which glowed with yellow light. Staring at the screen, I was immediately reminded of the television in Anatoly's base, of Ruth and Mary's feed. How long had it been? I had 145 feedings left, which meant I'd be in here about 3 weeks. That was it. It felt like a lifetime. 3 weeks. I wondered if Mary had given up on me yet. I wondered if Ruth was okay. I tried sliding the door.
You do not have access to this area.
I'd seen this type of door and message before in Anatoly's base. I realized that the empty base was likely on the other side of this door. That meant Bast's cockpit was probably on the other side of the door in Anatoly's base. I would never have access to that area, not without permission and a brand from the man, who was probably never coming back. I'd assumed the cockpit would be in the kaiju's skull somewhere, but I guess it didn't matter. I zoomed out the gross anatomy map, and sure enough, I was situated in roughly the same place as I'd been before in Bast, in the large intestine. But I had no door to the outside here. My only exit was through the vein. I wondered what would happen if I tried to get in the vein without using my bloodborne talent. Probably not anything good.
Activate cockpit. Cockpit skills. Activate cockpit. Direct control or managed control.
What does that mean?
Managed control.
The lights in the room dimmed, and a panel rose from the ground in front of the chair. A second screen descended over the right wall. It was a similar map to my gross anatomy skill, but zoomed out. It showed the massive badger kaiju with several blinking yellow lights within, indicating areas that needed healing. All were parasitic-style infestations and sores. Several stats scrolled down the screen, and I didn't understand any of them except the overall strength stat, which was at 65%, and the health meter, which was at 80%. In front of the screen was a simple joystick. The way the joystick was situated, I'd never be able to properly sit in the chair and use it. On a hunch, I clicked cockpit skins, and a long, scrolling list of options appeared. Most of them were grayed out. Some of the inaccessible ones seemed pretty cool, yet out of place, like Starship Bridge, Tiki Hut, Donkey Kong World, etc. I realized these were user-created skins for the cockpits. This was pretty common in games like this. That probably meant there were skins for the home base, too. My heart leaped at the button at the bottom that read, "Create your own skin to share." If there was a way to access the net, even if it was through a skin.
You are not connected, or you do not have the proper permissions to access the network.
Damn it. Anyway, of the selectable cockpit skins, there was one for each of the 22 races. Groundling was currently selected. I scrolled down to Worm Surgeon. The room changed color to a dull gray. The chair rose in the air, and the pedestal with the joystick pushed out slightly. Much better. I eased myself into the chair and grasped the joystick. The moment I sat in the chair, straps magically pulled over my shoulder. My gun and pack disappeared. It was the same thing that had happened when I was in chains. A tiny button appeared in the lower left of my screen.
Exit cockpit chair.
The stick had multiple buttons, like one of those old-school computer game sticks. There were toggles, buttons, and dials. I had no idea what did what. I gave the stick a tap. The world rumbled, and the screen blinked on, revealing nothing but brown dirt. A round exterior map appeared in the top right of the screen, indicating coordinates and current depth, which was 233 meters underground. I pulled the trigger on the front of the joystick just to see what would happen.
Main weapon not available while burrowed.
Main weapon? That suggested there were multiple weapons. I wondered what they were. I played around with the thumb toggle on the top of the joystick, and I realized that it controlled the direction of the kaiju's head. It was a lot like driving a tank in a game, but it was still odd, like playing a game in a game. And the controls were sluggish. I tapped the joystick forward, and the badger dug forward, but only after a moment. Like I wasn't really the one driving. I was telling the kaiju what to do, and he took a moment to decide whether he wanted to actually do it or not. So did direct control mean he'd be more responsive? What was the difference?
Direct control selected.
The joystick rumbled away into the floor. The chair eased back, turning itself into a bed. It reminded me of an immersion rig.
Warning. Ensure your area is secure and you are locked into your chair before initiating direct control. It is possible for your body to sustain fatal damage during direct control. Warning. You are not branded with a Guardian Moritaskis cockpit brand. If Moritaskis is knocked out, you will teleport to your currently selected regeneration spot, Village of Charmel. Guardian Moritaskis will awaken without a controller. Are you certain you want to continue? Yes.
My world went dark. I felt sick, not whole. The cool earth hugged me on every side. My head ached, and my mouth was full of something foul. What was happening? My body felt wrong, different. I tried to move my arm, but it held fast. My heads-up display remained, but it was all jumbled up. I was going to throw up. Something was not right. Take a deep breath. I tried, and I inhaled a mouthful of dirt. And then it all clicked into place. Of course. Of course. I pushed forward with my legs, and I dug with my claws. Higher and higher. I instinctively knew how to do this. Burrowing through the dirt and rock like it was merely sand, I ascended. I emerged out into the world, breaking free of my confinement. I felt the brass shell about my head, already cracked, fall. I spit the makeshift remains of the temple from my mouth. I reached up into the sky, and I roared. I had become a god.
You have just survived a deep dive into Kaiju Battlefield Surgeon, Episode 3, The Sacrament. Written by Matt Dinneman, featuring Harlan Guthrie as Jenk. Annie Ellicott as Madame Throb and Jazz, Andrea Parsno as Banksy and Mary, and Dory Sachs as Clara. Music by Aaron J. Morton. Sound design by Ahmed Mahmoud. Editing and mastering by Richard Smith. Narrated and directed by Jeff Hayes. Want more Kaiju Battlefield Surgeon? Join our newsletter at soundbooththeatre.com and stay up to date on the next episode, releasing every last Thursday of the month. Can't wait for a month for the whole story? You can find Kaiju Battlefield Surgeon on Kindle by searching Amazon. Can't get enough of the Matt Dinneman and Jeff Hayes team? Check out Dungeon Crawler Carl on Audible. Looking for more game-lit and lit RPG audio? Check out the fantastic communities out there and Facebook groups, including the Gamelit Society, Lit RPG Books, and the Lit RPG Forum. Or, if Reddit is more your style, check out r/LitRPG. Text copyright 2019 by Matt Dinneman. Production copyright 2021 by Sound Booth Theatre. A Sound Booth Theatre production.